After supper, a woman got in, who lived about 50 miles further on, and we three had to take turns at sitting outside with the driver and conductor. Apparently, she was not a talkative woman. She would sit there in the gathering twilight and fasten her steadfast eyes on a mosquito rooting into her arm, and slowly she would raise her other hand till she had got his range, and then she would launch a slap at him that would have jolted a cow. And after that, she would sit and contemplate the corpse with tranquil satisfaction, for she never missed her mosquito. She was a dead shot at short range. She never removed a carcass, but left them there for bait. I sat by this grim sphinx and watched her kill 30 or 40 mosquitoes. Watched her and waited for her to say something, but she never did. So I finally opened the conversation myself. I said, "The mosquitoes are pretty bad about here, madam."
"You bet."
"What did I understand you to say, madam?"
"You bet."
Then she cheered up and faced around and said,
"Danged if I didn't begin to think you fellers were deaf and dumb. I did, be gosh. Here I've sought and sought and sought and busted mosquitoes and wondering what was ailing you. First I thought you was deaf and dumb. Then I thought you was sick or crazy or something. And then by and by I began to reckon you was a passel of sickly fools that couldn't think of nothing to say. Where'd you come from?"
The sphinx was a sphinx no more. The fountains of her great deep were broken up, and she rained the 9 parts of speech 40 days and 40 nights, metaphorically speaking, and buried us under a desolating deluge of trivial gossip that left not a crag or pinnacle of rejoinder projecting above the tossing waste of dislocated grammar and decomposed pronunciation. How we suffered, suffered, suffered. She went on, hour after hour, till I was sorry I ever opened the mosquito question and gave her a start. She never did stop again until she got to her journey's end toward daylight, and then she stirred us up as she was leaving the stage, for we were nodding by that time, and said,
"Now, you get out of Cottonwood, you fellers, and lay over a couple of days, and I'll be along sometime tonight. And if I can do you any good by edging in a word now and then, I'm right there. Folks tell you I've always been kind of offish, in particular for a gal that's raised in the woods, and I am, with the ragtag and bobtail, and a gal has to be, if she wants to be anything. When people comes along, which is my equals, I reckon I'm a pretty sociable heifer after all."
We resolved not to lay by at Cottonwood.